small. The lights are off inside. You can see yourself in the glass. Almost. Fix your hair. Try to wipe that look off your face. Think of it as a blind date with the vanishing point.
This little limb, misfortune sings. He laughs, but don't believe him.
Is your decision final?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Me, of all people, first it asks if your decision is final.
Is your decision final?
Yes.
It's darker than it should be in there. It smells. If nothing else, I should go in just to help the thing. A faithful repairman on a service call to the House of Death. That is why I'm here, isn't it?
Your confessional memory banks are feeding back into the voice generator.
They're overloaded.
I don't doubt that.
You would think that someone would see fit to expand the unit. How much could it cost them?
Try talking to yourself. It could transfer some of the overload to your auxiliary.
What is the best thing you did in your life? Is your decision final? Oh, thank you. Are you afraid?
Shouldn't I be?
Dearling, the House of Death is not an
end. Oh, don't bother. I know the speech.
Then you would also know there is a bowl of Kanagan on your immediate right. You may chew as much as you wish.
Can I hear? All power to the Supreme Keeper.
I would remind you that you are liable for any seditious statements you make until you pass through the ultimate threshold.
What do you mean? They can pull me out of here? Put me on trial? Execute me?
It is time to begin your confession.
God, it's hardly the same place. The mirrors, all those mirrors that are supposed to drain me of myself. They're dirty.
Your mirrors are dirty. And the illumination in here is a tenth of what it should be.
Start by telling me your name.
Not that it matters. There's nothing much left to see here. Not much left to drain.
My name is Velt, Velt Nipramegulit, Chief Engineer Velt, Honored Ling Velt.
Now tell me, Engineer Velt, what is the best thing you did in your life?
I built the House of Death.
This little Ling,
misfortune sings.
Misfortune sings.
He laughs.
But don't believe him.
That's it. You've got it, Velt Nipramegulit. Your very own birth rhyme. No other Ling has one like it. Now say it again.
This little Ling...
Here he is, Master Karak.
His fortune sings.
The science patrol has been watching
he
him
laughs,
for days.
But don't
no one
believe
knows
him.
How he makes these sandcastles.
Extraordinary.
This little Ling's
can I help you?
They just keep getting
sings.
Bigger, and they
he
never
laughs,
seem to be washed
don't
away.
Believe
but don't you see... The two phenomena are related. Are you the boy's mother?
Yes.
You must be proud of your son. Look, see how he has designed these structures? The waves actually reinforce them.
Who are you?
Don't you know? This is Master Karak, director of the Academy of Engineering.
Oh, I'm honored.
Yes. We must decide what to do about this.
What do you mean?
We'll need a crew here to preserve the structures. But the important thing is your son.
What about my son?
I want him at the academy.
But he's only 7 years old.
Oh, we have had prodigies at the academy before.
We could just take him. We could get a Supreme Keeper's writ.
No, I'll fight it.
You'll only be denying your son. Try to imagine what he can attain for himself, for all of us. Try to imagine how everything can change.
You are talking about Velt's law of the wave, aren't you?
Theory of the wave.
The shock reacts to the shock.
The shock withstands the shock. Destructive forces can be used against themselves. There's more to it than that. Several hundred pages of mathematics and a lost childhood. And there's less to it. Much less.
The Supreme Keeper. New engineers. What a glorious moment we give to one another on this, your graduation day. Of all our subjects, you, young engineers, you are the most precious to us.
Look at him.
What can't we do?
The Supreme Keeper. He looks more ridiculous in his regalia than we look in ours.
Shh. Don't want to get into any trouble now.
Bailu, you're not defending him, are you?
He's no worse than the others. As soon as we get our degrees, we can get away from all of them.
Oh, it isn't that easy. After all the Carrick's done for me, you know what they're doing to him.
Let them do it. It's what they do best, tearing each other apart. We have a future of our own now. We don't owe them anything.
How can you say that? I owe everything to Carrick. He's protected me from the dogmatists that run this place. He's broken every one of their rules for me. They fired him because he helped me publish the theory of the wave after they declared it heretical. And with the Supreme Keeper's blessing.
Carrick already has what he wants out of you. You're a valedictorian. He's used you as a club. A club to beat the dogmatists.
Except now the dogmatists are beating him. The Supreme Keeper is cheering them on. Well, when I get up to the podium, they won't be cheering so loud.
If you say anything, they'll banish you.
They need me too much. They're just beginning to figure out applications for the theory of the wave.
Valedictorian and winner of the Supreme Keeper Medal, Engineer Velt Nikramov.
Wish me luck, Telu. Supreme Keeper, colleagues, links. Honest links.
Congratulations. Lings, subjects, we would like to make two proclamations. The first is our command that now and forevermore, to one and all, Engineer Velt's theory of the wave is to be known as the law of the wave. And our second proclamation, that Engineer Velt will immediately join our staff at court.
Keeper, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And after that, I never had a chance to say anything. Forgive me, Master Carrick.
For what? For not throwing away everything we've worked for? Do you think I brought you out here to berate you for not remembering me to the Supreme Keeper? God knows he remembers me all too well.
Well, then why are we here? Here, of all places.
Indulge a sentimental old man, Velt. It was here that I first saw you.
And now you'll be parting with me here?
For the time being. Keeping company with me isn't the best career move for a court engineer.
Then I'll leave the court. Telu hates it there.
You won't leave the court. Don't you see? Your project is waiting for you there.
What project? You know what those people are like. They proclaim my theory to be a physical law. As if some glorified clerk can proclaim the laws of the universe.
That's exactly why you have to be there, waiting for your project.
What project are you talking about?
The one that's going to change everything. And when it comes, whenever it comes, I want you to sit down and read this before you make your first calculations.
The dogma?
Yes, a first edition. My teacher gave it to me.
But you're no dogmatist.
Maybe not, Velt. But the dogma serves a purpose, one that even the dogmatists don't understand.
Neither do I.
The old numbers tell the perfect engineer when to make his one mistake.
You are getting sentimental.
Goodbye, Velt.
Chief Engineer Velt, here at your command, Supreme Keeper.
Now, Velt, do sit down.
Thank you.
Please leave us and close the door behind you. Velt. How long have you been at court now?
12 years.
And when did we make you chief engineer?
3 years ago, Supreme Keeper.
And that woman of yours?
Taylu. She's been gone for some time.
Ah, Velt, so much has changed since your arrival. Tell me then, why am I still hearing the same complaints from your colleagues?
What complaints, Supreme Keeper?
Well, our engineers submit a perfectly adequate project, and you redo it top to bottom. Well, they complain. You demonstrate that it would work better your way. We build it your way, and invariably it works beyond our wildest dreams. You would be named Honored Ling tomorrow, Velt, if you weren't such a rigorous perfectionist.
Well, then I must restrict myself to those projects which you designate, Supreme Keeper.
Given your record, Velt, we couldn't afford to take the chance. But perhaps there is some hope.
A new project?
Still looking for the one big project, Engineer Velt. The one that will change everything?
Supreme Keeper, I am ready to begin work on whatever is assigned me.
Good, Velt. Because the project we are proposing to you will change everything. It eliminates the last remnants of the past. It will provide the ultimate freedom for all Lings.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to conceive a device that will allow the sick, the old, the hopeless, to leave this life with peace and dignity.
A suicide machine?
A freedom machine. A humane setting for, whatever you like to call it, an early voluntary termination.
Death? I don't see what else I could call it.
Freedom, Velt, not death, freedom. How many thousands of Lings can no longer function in the new world that you designed? You're going to give them freedom to leave.
We can't just kill them.
God, these people aren't alive, Velt. Do you have any idea of the resources we have expended trying to get them to adjust? You must believe me, Velt, nothing works.
Still, it seems so...
cruel, barbaric? Well, that's just it, Velt. It needn't be. No, it... will take a particularly sensitive planner to make this work. That's why we've asked you.
I can't do it.
You will do it. This is your one project, Velt. No one else can do it.
Lies. All lies. Do you really think I can be fooled? You're not, Velt.
Oh, how I wish I weren't.
So many Lings claim to be Velt. My confessional memories are jammed with them.
I am Velt Nitramukh. I am Velt Nitramukh. I am Velt Nitramukh.
I wish to come the way and crash myself into the ultimate threshold.
I like that one. It's so poetic, but a lie, like all the others.
What would convince you that I am Velt?
Could you tell me what is on the other side of the ultimate threshold?
This is where we will build it, Supreme Keeper, in the cliffs that run along the sea.
No, that is where you will dig all those long, expensive tunnels
that lead to the confessional chamber.
Then what? You never told me, Velt. How do they die?
Each Ling approaches the inner door, the ultimate threshold. He recites his birthright. The door opens. Beyond the door, there is a descending stairway. One of the steps is charged with enough current to stun him. He falls into a pool of acid. He feels nothing. He is dissolved.
Who decides which is the fatal step, Velt?
It varies according to each Ling's confession.
Who decides, Velt?
Well, the House of Death decides, Supreme Keeper.
No.
Supreme Keeper in its own domain. Is that what you had in mind?
I meant no offense.
No, you never do, do you, Velt? You're far too careful to leave any evidence of your disloyalty.
My disloyalty?
Well, you are the only engineer at court who has not publicly renounced Carrick. All the rest of us seem to agree that Carrick is an agent of the old order, the one we are trying to destroy. But not you. Not the engineer whom I have just made, Honored Ling Velt. Our security service tells us that you are in contact with Carrick. In contact with a banished Ling.
I've made no secret of it.
What do you discuss, you and Carrick? Would you like to see him restored to his directorship at the Academy?
I am only asking for justice.
It was a stupid thing to do.
What was? Appealing to the Supreme Keeper or bringing you here tonight?
Both. The Supreme Keeper wasn't going to pardon me. And now that you've built his house of death, you'll become just as expendable as I am.
It isn't his house of death. This is my project. The one that you told me to look for.
Oh, I see. Is that why you smuggled your old teacher out of banishment? You want to know what I think of your house of death?
Yes, of course I want to know what you think of it.
All things considered, Velt, I think that you want me to be the first one to die here.
What? Nobody like you will ever, ever die here.
No?
No, but this place is for Lings who can no longer fit in.
Like me.
Well, that's going to change. I'm going to petition the Supreme Keeper tomorrow at the opening ceremony. I will get you pardoned.
You'll be lucky to get me out of here. Except, of course, through your ultimate threshold. I like that, by the way, the ultimate threshold.
Oh, stop it. This is my project.
Absolutely. I never would have touched it.
You are Velt.
Yes.
Well, then, you can fix everything.
Is that why you think I'm here?
Of course. You can start by fixing the buttons.
The buttons?
Ah, oh, you forgot the buttons, didn't you, Chief Engineer, Honored Ling? The indestructible plastic buttons that won't dissolve in my acid. And of course, all Lings wear their very best buttons to the House of Death. They'll never hear the buttons rattling through the acid tubes, clogging the pumps, backing up the entire system.
No one has ever flushed out your plumbing?
How could they? I've never stopped. Not from the moment the Supreme Keeper opened me.
Subjects. A Ling who has lost interest in life, but who goes on living, is not only useless, but is also harmful to society.
Court Engineer Velt, I must speak to you.
Who are you?
I just graduated from the Academy. I won this year's Supreme Keeper Medal.
Well, then you should know enough to keep quiet when the Supreme Keeper
you
is speaking.
You must listen. You're my only chance. I want to go first. I want to be the first one in the House of Death.
What?
I tried to apply, but they wouldn't let me.
Well, they were right. You have a long career ahead of you.
That's the sacrifice I want to make. My future in honor of your achievements.
I'd be more honored if you'd wait another 60 years to do it.
I thought you of all people would understand.
And we must help them. And when I am old and my hands tire of holding the sacred scepter, I too shall enter the House of Death.
Velt, a quick word with you over here, please. We have just been told of a problem.
Problem?
It seems that after all these months of screening candidates for the honor of Firstling in the House of Death, a bright young lad from your academy has taken it upon himself to sabotage our plans. You were seen speaking to him.
Well, I had not...
We are past being interested in your denials, Velt. My only concern now is to get him out.
Hmm. Well, there are emergency routes through the tunnels. We'll need all the Lings we can get to...
I don't want a lot of Lings involved.
Well, I'll go myself, but there are a lot of tunnels.
Yes, and you'll miss him. How convenient.
Look, I had nothing to do with this. If I can't catch him in the tunnels, I'll simply shut the whole thing down.
And that would delay the opening?
It would take some time to reprogram the confessional circuits after a shutdown.
down.
Oh, during which time we would be a joke to the several millionlings who watched us open the House of Death.
If he reaches the confessional hall, the only thing we can do is shut the power off.
Neuvelt, there is something else we can do. We have declared the facility open, and open it shall be. Your cohort's escapade will simply be wiped from the record. He will get his wish. And we shall be spared the embarrassment he planned for us. As you know, I want only happy lings.
This isn't the way we wanted it.
We?
You and I. He is not the sort of ling we wanted in the House of Death.
Isn't he? Well, Chief Engineer, he'll just have to do. Enjoy the party.
What is the best thing you did in your life?
I never thought about it. Coming here, I suppose.
And what was your worst deed?
Taking 21 years to do it.
Is that all you have to confess?
I guess so. I can't think of anything more.
You're ready now. Sure you haven't forgotten to leave messages to anyone? Relatives? Friends?
You have all the messages.
Oh, good. Now, I'd like you to face that door on your left and recite your birth rhyme. You see, that will
Green
open
Keeper,
the door.
I think I speak for all of us in wanting to know why Chief Engineer Velt once again insists on wasting our time with discussions of the House of Death. Yes. By any objective standard, it is our most successful project.
Absolutely. A point well taken.
Supreme Keeper, colleagues, I have no intention of wasting any more of the Council's time. Instead, I have a motion to make. I would like to move that there be a suspension of all activity at the House of Death. Why, Velt? Because all of our monitoring tells us that the House of Death is killing the wrong lings, and too many of them.
Then is the Chief Engineer confessing a failure?
Would you like that? All right, it's a failure. But in return for my confession, I'd like you to listen to someone else's. This is typical of the confessions we've been monitoring at the House of Death.
He was just a boy, my son. He just got his red badge. A good boy. Too good. Oh, he's too sensitive by half. But still, we could have talked him out of it. Anybody could have. But nobody wants to anymore. They just pushed him here. And Velt... Oh, Velt... was a hero to him. For what? For killing him? Well, then let him be a hero for killing me, too. I don't care. I'm ready.
We are killing more lings than we ever thought would come to the House of Death. And when we look at who they are, we find the young, the healthy, the most creative.
All of them misfits, unwilling to adapt.
These people could be helped. If we hadn't made death into a fad...
Why, Velt? Why should they be helped? Why must we preserve these creatures as if they were some sort of precious resource? If life is so unbearable to them, let them leave it.
The idea was to provide the ultimate freedom.
Seems to me, gentlemen, the Chief Engineer Velt has successfully proven to us that our House of Death is exceeding all our expectations.
Yes, thank you.
Having given time to this... crisis? I think that we might move on to other matters.
So you left the palace.
And the country. I went looking for a corner of the planet where no Ling had ever heard of me or you.
But you weren't just running away, were you? You were looking for Karak.
Everyone was looking for Karak. They found him first and brought him to you.
No one is brought here. Lings come here of their own free will. My records show that Karak did recite his birth rhyme and crossed the ultimate threshold.
With a little help from the dust.
The dust is nothing but a rumor.
Oh, sure. Just a few grains of Desium that the Supreme Keeper sprays on undesirables.
help them on their way to ultimate freedom.
My program won't allow...
Not anymore, it won't.
What have you done?
This little ling, misfortune sings. He laughs, but don't believe him.
No, it's just as you designed it. The stairway, the acid. You can't have tampered with the program.
Is that a little glow around the first step? Not taking any chances, are you?
You have, haven't you? Go, damn you.
Are you really in a hurry? Don't you know what happens now?
You'll die.
We both die. It ends here.
How can it? You have no weapons?
I am a weapon. I've swallowed two capsules of cytane. They'll explode on contact with the acid.
I should have scanned you internally.
The old numbers. I've reprogrammed you. You're making mistakes.
Oh, I've got you now. You're threatening the mechanism. I can deny you the ultimate threshold.
Try. Goodbye.
Wait. I don't want to die.
Are you going to move the current down to the bottom step? You know you can't shut it off.
It's your decision. Fine.
Last step.
You are still an honored ling. Shall I turn on the planet-wide requiem?
If you like.
And one more thing.
Yes?
Could I tell you about the best day of my life?
It was today.
Beware the ultimate freedom. Beware the fad of death. Watch out for the false step which stuns you and catapults you headfirst towards the vanishing point.
The Ultimate Threshold by Herman Maximoff, dramatized by Seth Feldman. Featured in the cast were Jeffrey Bowes as Velt, Henry Raymer as the House of Death, Frank Perry as Kerak, and Michael Tate as the Supreme Keeper, with Barbara Budd, Paulina Gillis, Cara Malecki-Sanchez, Maurice Godin, and Angelo Rizzacos in a variety of roles. Recording engineer was Brian Pape, with sound effects by Jean Sarazen, and the production assistant was Nancy McElveen. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The series musical theme is by John Roby, and the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. The Ultimate Threshold was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by Damiano Pietropaolo. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. Starting next Monday night for 4 weeks, Vanishing Point presents a special repeat broadcast of The Taj Express, a series of dramatizations of Indian short stories produced in the United States by the ZBS Foundation. The Taj Express features location sound recorded in New Delhi and haunting original music by Toronto composer Timothy Clark. Don't miss The Taj Express, starting next Monday night on Vanishing Point. Until then, I'm Barbara Budd wishing you good night.